You're listening to the In Demand podcast.
The podcast.
Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/Alex and Lucy.
Leona Lewis and Collide. In Demand Thursday with Alex and Lucy, and Labyrinth is with us live.
Hello, yay! Hello, hello, In Demand. Yeah.
Labyrinth, come in.
Labyrinth. Come in.
Yeah.
Amazing. That actually sounded like the track intro.
Yeah.
That's
Lucy,
you,
you can sleep happy tonight, Lucy, now.
Yeah,
now
you've done that. Thanks.
I will see you, Lucy.
We're going to play Earthquake a little later on tonight, but let's talk about it. It's been a year. September 27th, 2010.
I'm really sorry for the wait.
It was
back.
When the
I'm
song
ready.
Came out.
I know, it's been a while, man. Wow. But I've been having fun. I've been having fun behind the scenes, and now I'm back to have some fun with you. Over the scenes.
Yay! Because the last time we properly caught up with you was, well,
it was 12 months ago, I think.
But in your little lair, Labyrinth's lair.
It was Labyrinth. Oh yeah, and Pixie came down.
JB from JLS.
JB came down.
Miss Dynamite was there.
Yeah, Miss Dynamite as well. Crazy, crazy. Actually, thanks for coming down, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Well, do you know what? I now own the restaurant that we got food from.
Are you joking?
Yeah, I decided to buy into it the other day.
Well, you kind of point out your studio is in kind of like this big artistic creative.
It's like a college, isn't it?
It's kind of like a college, but it's more of like a business unit, like where people have their private businesses. But the one downstairs was like, Lab, do you want to get involved in our food business? And I was like, well, let's do it. And now I get free food.
The food was good, though. We had food.
I never
go
hungry. Yeah, the food is really nice. So, you guys got to come down.
And the studio is not massive, is it? It's quite small.
No. We've actually got another studio as well now.
Things are taking off.
Yeah, I know. See, behind the scenes, I've been doing stuff. Don't worry. I haven't been too silent. We signed a new artist that's going to kind of feature on Wretch32's new single called Forgiveness.
Okay.
It's actually on his album, but we've got a special version for the radio, and you guys will probably be the first to get it.
Yay!
Amazing.
Her name's Etta Bond, and I've signed a producer. His name's Rafi, and he's killing it right now as well. So I'm very happy. I've been a bit of a businessman right now, but now it's back to Labyrinth being the artist.
And this is all within your deal with Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
I own a label
within Psycho called Odd Child, and I've got loads of odd children getting ready to sign up to my label. Loads of amazing artists, and I can't wait for them to come out next year, man.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Now,
alongside
last time,
we
were obviously in the studio, and you had a little leather sofa at the back.
Yes, I
and
did.
And you told me you slept on there quite a few times when you've worked late into the night. And then there was the chair, the swinging chair with the wheels.
The ugly chair. It was very...
The foam was worn away from where you've been sat in it, making pass out
my special,
and stuff like that.
My special chair.
Yeah. Is that still there?
No, it's all changed, babe. No. I feel so bad. Do you know what?
My manager... You told me you were going to keep that forever.
No, I've still got the chair, but my manager, he just wants to burn it. He hates that chair so much. He's just like... It just spoils the look of the studio. Why is it in here? And I'm sure he's bullying that chair while I'm away right now.
Does it look worse every time you go back?
It does actually look worse.
It's now just a bit
he just
plastic.
Wants to throw it out of a window. But it's seen a lot of tracks been made.
It's part of your legacy.
A lot of records been made. I might just bring it home just so it's safe and sound.
You should have a Labyrinth museum or something.
Yeah,
that would be
give
crazy.
It to a museum.
That'd be legendary.
Just a random chair in a glass box.
I think Let the Sunshine we still play it at least once a week. It still comes around on Instagram.
It's amazing, man, to see how long the song has kind of like lasted and stayed around. But it's because of the fans, like, because they love the song and they've been supporting me from day dot. And hopefully they're still supporting me now with Earthquake. I hope they love it, man, because I went in on that track, man. I had as much fun as I could.
It kind of brought in the autumn last year, didn't
it? Yeah.
Because the lyrics kind of speak to this time of year.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. But with Earthquake, do you know what? Funny enough, we had Adele come down to the restaurant meet me and Tiny, because Tiny was like, listen, bro, I'm going to come and record for the Earthquake, but first, can you have a little sit-down with Adele? We had a sit-down, and we had a little talk, and then we went upstairs, and she was like commenting on Tiny's verses, going, well, I'm not sure about that C minor. Maybe you could change that. And I was just like, I can't believe this. Tiny Temper and Adele are in my studio right now listening to my single that I'm about to release, and it's going to be played on radio. It's crazy.
Wow. Have you roped her in for the album?
Have I roped it? Oh, my.
Because there must be another reason she was there.
Can you hear the car? Can you hear the car going past the mic?
That's it.
So we'll get that out before 8 o'clock. Let's go back a year ago. This is Let the Sun Shine.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
Rihanna and Calvin Harris with We Found Love. Labyrinth is In Demand tonight. Twitter.com/Alex and Lucy. Any questions? Kelly would like to know, Lab, who are you loving in the charts right now?
Do you know what? You just played the song.
It's amazing.
It's fat. I love it, man.
That's so good.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool track, man. I was hearing a lot about it. I didn't hear it till today, and I'm very impressed. I love it.
I want to hear it out. You know, when you're out in a club.
Yeah,
you
just got to hear it out. Yeah, it just sounds really like perfect.
Loud.
Just like, oh, woo!
Yeah, woo!
It's euphoric.
Yes, it is very euphoric, very Alex. Euphoric. That's the word. We're getting your questions as well on twitter.com/AlexandLucy. Use the hashtag LabInDemand. Georgia wants to know, what's the most awkward moment that you ever had with another celeb?
With another celeb? I know what she's talking about. On the mobiles yesterday.
Oh!
I came out and I had Glasgow in my head. And it was like, what's going on, Glastonbury? And I was like, did I just say that? Oh. I just thought it was so funny, man.
Oh, no.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did actually say it.
The Scots get quite protective over stuff.
Yeah, I know, but it's all right, man. We'll make up for it next year, yeah. Don't worry.
Wasn't there a moment of the Brits last year as well? Or this
yeah,
year?
I actually didn't turn up. But you know what? Do you know what? Award ceremonies ain't no fun without a little kind of mess up, you know what I mean?
So you were in the loo or something?
I'm the guy. Yeah, I did. I went there and I got back too late, man. Tani was like, mate, I called you.
Oh, well.
Gutted.
These things happen. Exactly. And like you say, it's not an awards do without something like that. It's like things that go down in history.
Do you know what? I think the award ceremonies have been too a little bit too formal, man. We need to loosen up now, man.
Yeah, the mobos.
There needs to be some fun.
Drama.
Someone tripping off stage. There needs to be some craziness.
Yeah. I remember last year at the mobos.
It's coming, it's coming, don't worry.
There was some fight backstage and we had to run away.
Yeah,
we were like,
whoa.
And we just saw all of Endor's crew just going running.
There's a bit of drama.
Labyrinth is with us till 8 tonight and Katy Perry's next. Thursday night with Alex and Lucy. That's Bruno Mars and Grenade. J-Lo's On the Floor on the way, plus the brand new song from Labyrinth before 8 o'clock tonight. And the main man is here on In Demand.
What's up?
Whoop!
We're going to talk about the earthquake video before 8 as well, before we play it. Yeah. We've been taking questions on twitter.com/AlexandLucy this evening. How
what you got for me, guys?
You approve of what's coming in?
Yeah, let's start with
Twitter
this one.
Twitter moderator. I'm going to give you a 60-second clock to get through as many of these Twitter questions as you can.
Okay,
right. Let's
do this.
Are we ready? Here we go.
Oh, yeah, I've got a shout-out to Team Lab. I can hear you. I can see you out there. Peace.
Oh, that was lovely. Hello to Leah. So Leah wants to know, are you going to go to Tiny Temper's gig at the Echo Arena?
I'm going to be performing with him in Wembley Arena. So if that's enough for you, then I'll be doing a gig with him at Neuro.
Okay.
So come down to that show.
All right. This one here, Ashley wants you to go to Southampton Guildhall. Is that all right?
I'm definitely down. I'm going to get it in the diary.
This one says, are you going to be working with Cher Lloyd anytime soon?
I'm not sure, but she has asked me to jump on some stuff. Maybe so.
Okay.
Maybe
soon. So let's see. You'd be up for that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's going to happen yet.
Okay, Charlotte says, what's your favourite food?
My favourite food? Oh, what is that? What's her favourite food?
She's asking you the question. Come on.
Nicely avoided.
Do you know what? I love a bit of Chinese. Let's put it like that.
Okay. Oh, good one.
Chinese is nice.
Yeah. Oh, we're
Time's
out.
Up.
We're
Time's
out.
Up. When is there going to be
out
an album?
Out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry.
When will the album be out?
The album's going to be out early next year. Of course, Earthquake's coming out 23rd of October. You've got loads of singles coming after that. You've got exclusive tracks that are not going to be on the album getting released as well. So you guys are going to be like... packed, jam-packed
hemorrhaging labyrinth music.
I'm just gonna just slot it in there.
You could have created loads of albums by now with all the songs you've been involved in.
I know. It's been wild, man. Last year was crazy for me as a producer, but now it's time for Labyrinth to kick off, man.
Good.
So are you gonna be able to give us any idea about who's on the album, or are you just gonna keep
doing? I gotta keep it hush, but
obviously no Tiny's on there.
I did work with Mike Posner on a record.
Yeah,
let's put it like that.
How do you find Mike?
I love him, man. We like the same as Tiny. Like we've got a great chemistry in the studio, and I worked on some stuff for his album as well. So I'm really, really excited about that stuff.
He's off on a different planet.
He's
isn't
so
he?
Laid back. He's horizontal.
The coolest guy.
He's like,
yo,
hey.
What up? Yo, what up, Lab? Yeah, man, how you doing?
In a weird sort of way. Sorry? He sounds a bit like Michael Jackson when he talks.
That's kind of true. He's got the high pitched voice. Yeah. It's very true. Yeah. But he's the coolest guy you would meet in the business.
Very cool indeed. Right, stay there. You can go at 8 o'clock and have your dinner. Is that all right?
Thank you very
much.
Will
you commit for another 15 minutes with us?
Like rice and peas for Mumsy. Home cook.
We're going to play J-Lo next, and then we'll chat about Earthquake before 8 o'clock.
In Demand.
After 8 o'clock tonight, chance for you to win more tickets to go and see the new Twilight movie, In Demand Thursday, with Alex and Lucy, and Labyrinth is still with us. Yay. On In Demand tonight.
Hello. Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, so we're about to play the new song before you leave.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about the video first.
Do you know what? I got the video sent in to me today.
Wow.
Well, yesterday, early this morning. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be crazy. So that's all I've got to say.
Now, we've seen some shots.
Be excited.
You released some photos from the set yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a car in there, which I'm guessing is a bit of product placement. Which is fine.
Do you know
Everyone does it. We're talking openly about this now.
I own the car, so
that's not even product placement.
Did you pay for it?
You might get another one.
Yeah, that's too much.
Should be quite good.
If you've got one going spare, I'm learning to drive.
So am I.
We've seen a photo of you dressed as a Jedi.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Was that like a lifelong dream come true?
Oh, God, I swear. I love a bit of sci-fi. And like when they kind of showed me the gown, I was like, oh, my God, you did it. You did it. I love Syndrome for that. And that scene for me is a very special moment. I think a lot of people are going to love it.
Are we going to see the next video, like, you know, as a follow-up? Maybe you dress as Yoda?
Yeah, you could do a trilogy.
See the video, you will.
But it looks like you're in some massive... Is it like a... It's almost like an empty office box.
It's gigantic,
yeah.
It's like a warehouse kind of factory place. Okay. And the shots are just gigantic and big and wild, and it's just weird. It's just like I'm in space, man. So I just can't wait for people to see.
And the artwork for the song as well is pretty
yeah,
special,
the artwork. I got the guys that done it, Tom Hinkston, basically done Massive Attack's artwork. So yeah, I'm just like, he's amazing. I've had some great people on the team, like Psycho have been going in. Mr. Simon Cowell has been doing his job very well. So I'm just very excited about this record, and I think it's going to go off, man. I've got Tiny on the record, one of my good boys, and like, it's just exciting, man. I can't wait to perform it. Team Lab are behind it. It's just crazy. And In Demand, I've got it playing today. Oh, my God.
How often does Simon keep in touch with you? Because I think it's a bit different, isn't it, from like being an X Factor winner?
Yeah.
Because you're like a business partner with him.
Yeah, yeah. Simon, of course, is very busy. So am I. I see him every once in a while, and I'll go into the office. When I first made Earthquake, I went into his office, and I was like, listen to this, Simon. And he was like, Lab? You're a very serious man.
Is that what he said?
He was feeling it, man. Like, I didn't expect that from him, because of course it's like quite gritty, and I didn't expect that Simon would be that type of guy. But he was nodding his head.
He looks more like he's into Westlife, doesn't he?
Yeah. He likes his middle of the road music.
Or Robson and Jerome.
But he was bopping. He was doing his little side steps.
Because it's not immediately. Kind of the same as Let the Sunshine whatsoever.
No.
This is completely
No. It is a lot harder, but like, I think what my fans are going to learn is, as they go along this journey with me, is that I'm just about music. I'm not about styles. I just love having fun, and you're always going to get surprises from me, so just expect
that's
them,
what we like.
Amazing. Simon's hair, is it like a bog brush? Always wanted to know.
Do you know
what?
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna bring him to my local barbers and just get him sorted out, because there's always some problem. I'll get him with
and
my stylist as well.
Are they too high?
The high trousers. Do you know what though?
And the heels. Women, he wears heels.
No, but people love him for it.
Yeah.
Women,
oh no, yeah.
I like.
Definitely.
I my aunties and all my aunties' friends. They're just like, oh, I would love to meet him, Lab. If you could ever bring him to your mum's house, we would all be there. It's just like. I don't know. He's got this swagger.
He's Mr. Charisma.
We would never have Queen Cal any other way.
Queen Cal. Don't. Louis will get jealous.
Love, it's amazing having you back in our lives.
Yes,
thanks very much for coming to see us. This is your moment. Do the pitch.
Yeah.
Do the sell.
Yo, this is coming out October the 23rd. I want to thank every single fan that has supported this record so far. And it's coming to your bedroom right now. It's called Earthquake. Here it goes.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy and Jordan and Harley, aka Rizzle Kick.
Hello.
What's going on?
What's popping, guys? It's really good to see you two.
Our favourite DJs and that. Isn't
it? We love you.
Down with the trumpets now. 250,000 strong.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous,
good,
isn't it?
Quarter of a million.
Wow. I don't even actually like when I say that to
it
you.
Sounds
when I
weird,
say, like,
right?
Oh yeah, we sold that. Like, you know, I'm not computing that. Like, I'm not like actually taking it in, because otherwise I'll be like,
Have you got actual discs yet? Gold discs from your record company? Because you know, that's the moment when
we
you
were
realize.
Told by management that that's lame.
It's not lame.
What?
No.
To get 200,000 silver.
Well, haven't.
Yeah.
It didn't necessarily chart particularly highly when it first came out, and then it just grew.
It just grew and grew, didn't it?
98. Yeah, and it just, it was that on air, on sale thing worked, basically.
It's really, like, it did. Really well.
It's a prime example of how it works.
Well, the prime example would actually be Jessie J when she released Price Tag. It was like, boom.
Oh, yeah.
And One iTunes, which is but for us, we're maybe like a more, I don't know.
And you've had a number one now as well?
A builder.
I think we should mention the number one.
Yeah.
We got our plaques for the number one.
We got that plaque. They were so nice. They gave one to us.
We got a plaque. And it was cool because it has the chart and it's number one and we're number eight at the same time.
Yeah, that's it. Two songs in the top ten at the same time. Have you seen Ollie Murs since you got the number one?
No.
What? Yeah, we have. What's he playing at?
We haven't.
Haven't we?
No.
Oh, we got a nice phone message.
You seen him on telly?
We've seen him on Extra Factor.
Yeah. We're going to be on that.
Oh,
yeah, we're allowed to say that.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be
every
on
every time
it.
You always give something away.
I saw the woman who passed on. She said, "Say it anywhere you want." Twitter, Facebook.
Are you able to on the spot do the rap from?
At the start of the night, I was like, "Let's have a team tour."
Yeah,
go on then.
You're supposed to do it.
Your
lyric isn't yeah.
Okay, let's go. Then.
At the start of the night, I was like,
"What?"
Harley, mate.
Say what?
Yeah, but it's my ad.
Right,
okay, go.
When we do it live, what do you say? What do you not say what?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I've never said that live.
At the start of the night, I was like, what?
I've never said that.
I'll do that bit. I'll do that bit.
You never said that live.
Who says
Alex,
it?
Alex, you can do that.
I can do that bit.
Oh, it must be Ollie then. I actually want to watch video footage back because I never say that.
Neither do I.
Well, I'll do that bit and then.
At the start of the night, I was like,
what?
Have a team talk?
Let's have a team talk.
Playing with this lady isn't something I'd agree for.
Vibes keep going up and down like a seesaw. Should have just taken a dinner and I'm on the seesaw.
Cool, she let me stick with her. I figured her figure's a short winner.
Plus I got
a
lead from the back. I'm a skipper. I make my heart skip. Ollie, skip a beat.
Amazing.
After that, I bring a little argument.
I love the bit at the start where you just go, Rizzle kicks! I get really excited every time and I have to really shout it out loud.
I like to think that's our thing now. Yeah.
Can you introduce a brand new single, then we'll chat about it afterwards, guys.
Yeah. Oh,
this is our brand new single. It is called
When I Was a Youngster.
Rizzle Kicks. Yeah.
Holla.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Rizzle Kicks still on In Demand.
Rizzle Kicks! See, I did it again.
I'm really excited. I got a buzz. I just clocked everything. So I'm freaking out.
Yeah, sweet.
Let's discuss the new single.
We'll do a roly-poly.
When I Was a Youngster. Brilliant.
Do you like it?
Love it. That's good. Obviously really catchy and it sort of makes you think about obviously when you were young and little things that you liked.
The lyric
does it
resonate within... I've said that...
Like, what was it like wearing the spaceman's helmet in the video?
Huh?
The spaceman's outfit. Was it good?
You know, I'm in the whole costume.
Yeah.
It was one of the most traumatising, hot, sweaty experiences of my life.
I was sitting there dressed in quite a comfortable fireman's outfit going...
got off lightly.
The room was hot as it was.
You know what? If another bit of, like, exclusive information...
Go on.
I always say it's lame. Just info, basically.
Okay.
Is that, really, I think it was between Harley being an astronaut and a pilot... Now, pilot probably would have been a little bit...
Oh, you could have been like Maverick from Top Gun with the shades.
Maybe.
Like when you were really young, who was the first person you had pinned up on your wall?
When I was younger?
Yeah.
Ian Wright.
Ian Wright, right.
Why are you laughing? Ian Wright was an inspiration. He made me play football. I think the last thing I had on my wall was Alexa Chung.
Oh, is she your favourite?
Oh, it's just a really nice photo. I don't particularly
it's really
fancy
arty photo.
It was a nice photo, wasn't it? Do you remember it?
No,
I remember
the one of Gemma Atkinson though. Yeah,
I never put that up because of, we know why.
She's got a massive Norks, isn't she?
Why did you not put it up?
She does.
I didn't put it up on my wall because getting up would have been impossible.
Did she?
That's what?
Yeah.
Because getting up would have been impossible. I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I genuinely didn't put it up because it would have made mornings really difficult.
More difficult than they probably already are.
Do you know what I mean? I've just been honest. That's why.
Honesty is the best policy.
That's a fact.
You're going to do a live session for us, which we're very excited about.
Sorry,
what songs are you going to do?
Live session. Yeah. Right, well, you know what? We'll actually give you guys a choice.
Oh,
of
wow.
course, we'll do When I Was a Youngster.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Should we do trumpets just out?
Yeah, please.
Out,
yeah.
You know, just kind of homage to, yeah. well, homage to ourselves.
Homage.
to ourselves.
That's ridiculous. I meant to, like, celebrate, you know, how it's done.
Success.
All right.
How amazing you are.
You guys were one of the first stages for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then we can either do Prophet, which is another thing, or a little cover we've done of a track by The Love and Spoonful called Daydream. And it's the one that goes, what a day for a day.
That one.
Oh, yeah, we want that.
Yeah,
that would be really nice.
Guys, thanks very much for coming to see us again.
We love having you here.
I like being here.
Rich Lookicks, thank you very
much.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.